getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And greetings and salutations once again as we get things rolling on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show for about an hour, so that's why it's called the Oompa Hour, even though it's usually more like 56 minutes or something. But who would listen to something called Tim's Oompa 56 minutes? That'd be ridiculous. So anyway, that's what we got going on so far. It's going to be a weird show this week. I'm telling you right now, because I found a big old box of records that I hadn't been through in a while. That happens every time I go in the attic. And I was like, hey, what do we got in this big old box of records? And I found a bunch of old-time records that have not been out of the box in, heck, 40 years, I'll bet. And so I got a bunch of them here. These are real old-timer records. Maybe a little bit more scratchy than we're used to on the show, too. But just ignore that, and you won't even notice. It adds to the patina and the authenticity of the show because all the records are played. It's always vinyl here on the Oompa Hour. So, hey, you know, I've got Mel Blanc coming up. You know, Mel Blanc, the guy that did all the cartoon voices, you know, Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. Yeah, we got a polka from Mel Blanc. We've got... What do we got? We got Lawrence Dukow. We got Six Fat Dutchmen. We've got Andrews Sisters. We always have the Andrews Sisters doing the Beer Barrel Polka. I got them doing the Pennsylvania Polka this week. A lot of different stuff. Crazy Number coming up from Frankie Yankovic. We'll start out with something nice and safe and simple, like Aunt Ella's Polka with Wally Ives and his Jolly Dutchman. I think that's first time Wally Ives and his Jolly Dutchman have been on the show. In fact, this may be the first time for several of these records and these artists to have been on the show, turning up in this week's edition of the Oompa Hour, because it's just a crazy bunch of records. Now, here's a fun 45, goes back a long, long way in the early days of Columbia Records when they were first starting to make 45s, after working out the argument with RCA, because, see, Columbia invented the LP, and RCA came out with the 45 about the same time, and there was the Battle of the Speeds. And, of course, Columbia didn't want to make 45s, and RCA didn't want to make LPs, and it was quite the hubbub for a couple of years. But anyway, so there's an oldie but a goodie, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. When banana skins are falling, I'll come sliding home to you.
Got got a job out on a farm, just a garden and a barn, picking fruits and vegetables all day, say. But when all my work is through, then I'm craving more for you. Listen, dear, to what I got to say. When I'm picking the beets, dear, that's when my heart beats for you. When I'm picking blueberries, that's when I feel blue for you. When I'm picking those onions, that's the only time I cry for you. But when banana skins are falling, I'll come sliding back to you. When I'm picking tomatoes, that's when I catch up to you. When I'm picking sweet corn, dear, I know you're so sweet and true. When I'm picking hot pepper, then my heart just burns with love for you. But when banana skins are falling, I'll come sliding back to you. When I'm picking the radish, like your radish hair it glows. When I'm picking the turnip, I can see your turnip nose. When I'm picking the garlic, then I'll bring my love to you so true. But when banana skins are falling, I'll come sliding back to you. I'll come sliding back to you.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, when banana skins are falling, I'll come sliding right home to you, baby. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. You know what's funny? It's somewhere in the piles of records I have, actually in the ones that are sort of sorted out, I actually have that same song done by Tony Randall and Jack Klugman, if you can imagine that. It's not really done in the polka tempo, though. Or maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe. We could probably get away with it one week, but it's kind of funny because, you know, they were the Odd Couple, of course, on TV, and it was the record was made during the Odd Couple time. But it's kind of funny to hear Jack Klugman and Tony Randall singing. Anyway, we're in the midst of the Oompa Hour. We're two songs in anyway. That's the midst as far as I'm concerned. And a lot of odd records in the show this week. It's going to be kind of weird. You're going to hear stuff I think you have not heard on the show before. I'm sure that you're going to hear that. And some of them are really beat up records, and I just don't care. Now I forgot who's over on the other record player over here. I get to babbling, you know, and then I lose track of what I'm doing. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. And I don't think that it's the same Red Raven Orchestra that's with Jay Wells when we play the old style waltz, which we'll get to in the show again this week, as we've been doing for the last couple of months anyway, till I can't stand it anymore. But anyway, Lawrence Dukow, the Red Raven Orchestra. This is the Laughing Trombone Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, Lawrence Duke Cow and the Red Raven Orchestra, Laughing Trombone Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And, you know, we're getting into Halloween time of the year. We are. And, whoa, I dropped it just about there. Oh, now, how do I make that? I broke it. Hang on. There we go. Somebody emailed me I almost broke my email. Somebody emailed me a Halloween joke. I thought I would insert that in the show right here, even though I don't have any Halloween polkas to play for you. But here's a Halloween joke. You can save this now and use it like when the trick-or-treaters come. Ask them this question. If they don't get the answer, they don't get a treat. What do you get if you divide the circumference of a jack-o'-lantern by its diameter? You get pumpkin pie, of course. Pie, P-I. That's a little algebra humor. Geometry humor, I guess. Anyway, there you go. Let's get back to work here on the Oompa Hour. I've got this whole stack of records to play, and by golly, we are going to play them all. Jimmy Dorsey and the Orchestra. Well, I do not believe we have ever had Jimmy Dorsey and the Orchestra on the Oompa Hour. They're not normally known for doing polkas, actually, but I do have them doing it. There's a polka on both sides of this record, actually, but we're only going to play one side. Jimmy Dorsey, of course, Tommy Dorsey's older brother. In fact, Tommy, when he was a little kid, played in his big brother's band for a while, played trombone in his band before he became an artist on his own. I think Tommy kind of overshadowed the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. I think they have more records. It was interesting because Tommy Dorsey recorded for RCA and Jimmy Dorsey recorded for Columbia. They're like arch rivals. Crazy. Anyway, Jimmy Dorsey and the Orchestra. This is the Julieta Polka. Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, kind of a snappy, big bandy sounding version of the Julieta Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, spinning the tunes like we do every week here. And, you know, we always play the old-style waltz. We got that coming up. But I have another waltz that we're going to slip in here before we get to the old-style waltz. And this record seems to be recorded very, very quietly, it seemed, while I was getting it ready to play. So I may have to turn it up way, way loud. We'll see what happens. Gene Heyer and his orchestra, and this is called the Atomic Waltz. Well, there you go, a little waltzing for you, the Atomic Waltz here at Tim's Oompa Hour. Gene Heyer and his orchestra, and it says here on the record they are from Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So on the PFAU Sound and Recording Studios label, PFAU, PFAU. That's probably not really how you say it, but that's what it looks like. And the record company says it's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So PFAU, it's probably just foul. The P is probably silent. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Eddie Habaton on the way in a second here after I talk to you about World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by, pay them a visit, say howdy, look at their stuff. That's what museums are for you to come in and look at their stuff. They have 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. 1,400. Think about what that is in pounds. I'm surprised the building doesn't fall in. Anyway, it's a pretty impressive sight, and if you're a fan of the instruments and or just curious, you owe it to yourself to pay them a visit. Check their website, because hours are going to be shifting and stuff because you're coming to the end of the summertime touristy season, but they're still there year-round. Check it out. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. They have the world's only accordion and concertina repair and technician school. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have activities, gift shop, all kinds of neat stuff, and you can learn more online. Worldofaccordions.org is where you will find all that information. All right, here's an old country wedding with Eddie Habat and his orchestra. Eddie Habat and the orchestra, the Old Country Wedding on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. We get together every week, we do, and we play these great old-time records here on the show, so we're glad to have you along with. Don't forget, you can always get in touch with the Oompa Hour. Yes, you can! Many ways, what with today's modern technology and all. You can call us on the phone and leave a message at 218-259-2985. Be sure to leave a message to tell us, say, it's for the Oompa Hour. Okay, or you can text to that number, too, 218-259-2985. You can email us, oompahour@aol.com, or find us on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, where all these things are. If you want to make a request or a dedication, or you have a question, or you just want to say hi or whatever, we'd love to hear from you. All right, here's another crazy record. I told you we had some fun records, unusual records on the show this week. Pretty sure Mel Blanc has never turned up on the show. Remember, Mel Blanc did all those great cartoon voices. Then after he passed, his son started doing it, too. Anyway, everybody remembers Woody Woodpecker. Here, this is the Woody Woodpecker Polka.
That bird is back in town. A merry little clown. He never wears a frown. He will croon the latest tune, the Woody Woodpecker polka.
My laugh has made me known. A sound that's all my own. Oh, hear my mellow tone. Let's all sing the latest thing, the Woody Woodpecker polka.
Let's all sing like the woodpecker bird, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Let's all laugh so it can be heard, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Happy as two birds in a nest, we'll learn to bill and coo. So let's all laugh just like the woodpeckers do.
Just listen to that band. The bestest in the land. Now grab your partner's hand. All night through we're gonna do the Woody Woodpecker polka. Let's jump up and down. Now we're going to town. Laugh away each frown. No one's blue when you do the Woody Woodpecker polka.
Let's all sing like the woodpecker bird, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Let's all laugh so it can be heard, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Happy as two birds in a nest, we'll learn to bill and coo. So let's all laugh. Just like the woodpeckers do.
I could get winded just listening to him doing that little voice, because that's got to be hard to do. Mel Blanc there, and the Woody Woodpecker Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Kind of an odd show this week, because I found a big old box full of old records, a lot of old-time records in there, and they just need to get played. So that's what's happening, is they're just getting played. Normally, I'd try to mix them in with things, other things, and I'm not doing that this week. Some of these seem unconventional to me. But it's fun. I'm having a blast, and I hope you are, too. Russ Morgan and the orchestra, this is Hoop-Dee-Doo.
Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo, I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-dee, this kind of music is like heaven to me. Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo, it's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Hoop-dee-dooing it tonight. When there's a trombone playing,
I get a thrill, I always will.
When there's a concertina stretching out a mile,
I always smile, cause that's my style.
When there's a fiddle in the middle and he plays the tune so sweet, plays the tune so sweet that I could die. Lead me to the floor and hear me yell for more, cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooin' kind of guy. echoes are true. Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-dee, this kind of music is like heaven to me. Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo, it's got me higher than a kite.
I'm in clover, I'm in bloom, when I'm dancing give me room. Hoop-dee-dooing it with all of my might. Rain may fall and snow may come, nothing's gonna stop me from hoop-dee-dooing it tonight.
When there's a trombone playing,
I get a thrill, I always will.
When there's a concertina stretching out a mile,
I always smile, cause that's my style. When there's a fiddle in the middle, oh, it really is a riddle how he plays the tune so sweet.
Plays the tune so sweet that I could die.
Lead me to the floor and hear me yell for more. I'm going hoop-dee-dooing it tonight.
All right, a little hoop-dee-doo, more music in the Morgan way. Russ Morgan there. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Weird week this week because these records all just, they seem weird to me. They're not like the usual fare here on the Zumpa Hour. But now, see, they're getting integrated into the stacks. So they'll be in there forever, but they'll be a little better mixed up when we get. Now, the Andrews Sisters had a huge record in what, like 38? Is that too early? They did the Beer Barrel Polka, and it was a huge record for the Andrews Sisters. But nobody ever plays the other side. You'll see the album like in a Goodwill store, or a Salvation Army, or a thrift shop, or a garage sale. It's like 25 polka favorites. And one of the songs on there is the Andrews Sisters doing the Beer Barrel Polka. And, of course, the 45s and 78s, it was a huge record. But they did the Pennsylvania Polka on the flip side. So I think that it's time to turn that 45 over and let the other side rip, don't you?
Music, the band has begun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Pick out your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania Polka. It started in Scranton, it's now number one. It's bound to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania. Quickly gone, sweet romancing. This goes on until the dawn. They're so carefree, gay with laughter, happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss and then they start to dance again. Strike up the music. Pick out your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania Polka. It started in Scranton, it's now number one. It's fun to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania.
Everybody's cares are quickly gone. Sweet romancing. This goes on and on and on until the dawn. Gay with laughter, they're happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss and then they start to kiss again.
Fun, and it's bound to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania.
All right, there's a snappy number there, huh? Andrews Sisters, flip side of their big beer barrel polka hit there. Obviously, the Pennsylvania Polka, Vic Schoen and the orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yeah, we're spinning the polkas. We will play the old-style waltz here coming up in a little bit. In fact, oh, what the heck? Let's play the old-style waltz now. We play it every week on the show until I can't stand it anymore, or until I get enough cards and letters from people who say they can't stand it anymore. Jay Wells and his Red Raven Orchestra doing it for us. I got a Frankie Lane polka coming up, too, here in a second. But first, waltzers at the ready. It's Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra. And on the dance floor, everybody. Ah, yeah. I love an old style waltz played by that old style band. That's to this old style waltz in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old style girl. But is full of cheer. We'll swing and sway in an old-fashioned way. A setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pen. What's it? This is an old-style waltz. Played by an old-style band. Dance to this old-style waltz. I'm sure you will think it's grand. Play it, fella, shaka. It's a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, why don't we give love a chance? This is an old-style waltz played by an old-style band. Try this old-style waltz and you will agree it's grand. Jay Wells, Red Raven Orchestra, and the old style waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Putting this one back in the pile for next week. I don't know why that record cracks me up every time. It's not getting old yet. I don't know about you, but now here's one I was not expecting as I'm going through this box of old records. And I'm like, oh, here, this is interesting. Oh, here, this is interesting. I see the Metro Polka, which has been done by a million people. But Frankie Lane? Frankie Lane doing the Metro Polka? That caught me unawares. Here we go.
I met her at the Metropole, the Metropole, the Metropole. She couldn't waltz to save a soul, but oh, how she could polka. I asked her for a little kiss, a little kiss, a little kiss. Then I held her tight like this and danced the Metropolka. I asked her then to marry me, to marry me, to marry me. I didn't think she'd carry me into the church around the corner. Now I've got a mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, seven kids to call me pa from doing the Metropolka.
He met her at the Metropole, the Metropole, the Metropole.
She could couldn't waltz to save a soul, but oh, how she could polka.
He asked her for a little kiss, a little kiss, a little kiss.
And then I held her tight like this and danced the Metro Polka.
He asked her then to marry him, to marry him, to marry him. He didn't think she'd carry him into the church around the corner.
Now I've got a mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, and seven kids to call me pa from doing the Metro Polka.
Frankie Lane doing the Metro Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm just trying to figure this out. I was not expecting to find a Frankie Lane polka. The other side's called the Jalopy Song. I'm betting that that is not going to be a polka, but now I am intrigued by the title. Oh, that's the Judd Conlon Singers with him there anywhere. So anyway, Frankie Lane, many more to go here in the Oompa Hour this week. Glad to have you along with us. And I told you, I found all these old records and I'm just playing them. I used to just kind of sneak them into my regular pile of records every week. And I just thought this week, I'm just playing them. And we're just going to see what happens here because, yeah. Okay, what's over here? Oh, Doris Day. What are the odds you're going to find a Doris Day polka? Not high, I wouldn't think. I've never run into one before anyway. It's the Comb and Paper Polka. And she's accompanied by Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. So with that, first time ever, Doris Day on the Oompa Hour.
Beneath an open window, there stood a shy young fellow who played a comb and paper to serenade his love. He couldn't play piano, the fiddle, or the cello. He played a comb and paper to serenade his love. When he played like this, then he played once more. That's when she showed him what her ruby lips were for. And there beneath her window, she kissed the shy young fellow who played a comb and paper to serenade his love.
Then he played his tune again,
and they danced the polka to his catchy melody.
Soon they stopped to spoon again,
and she whispered, "Hold me in your arms forever."
So beneath the moon again,
as he played his serenade the whole night through,
just as the stars were fading from the blue,
she whispered, "Darling, I love you."
Beneath her window, that not-so-shy young fellow still plays his comb and paper to serenade his love. He never plays piano, the fiddle, or the cello. He plays his comb and paper to serenade his love.
When he plays like this, then he plays some more. That's when she showed him what her ruby lips were for. And there beneath her window, their arms around each other, they play in tune together the comb and paper polka.
All right, Doris Day with Frankie Yankovic's Yanks there in the Comb and Paper Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, and I'm just looking on this record thinking, Doris Day, it's got to be from a show or something, but it's not. It, if it is, it doesn't say on the record. So anyway, more of the unusual records from the archives, I guess, that we didn't even know were up in the attic here in the Zumpa Hour. What do we got here? Little Richard and his Shy Tones, that's what we have here. It is the To the Bar Polka. There you go, Little Richard and his Shy Tones, not Little Richard as in Wop Bop A Loo Bop A Wop Bam Boom. This is a different Little Richard. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. I told you, a lot of weird records this week. I'm not letting you down in that department. I got a Six Fat Dutchman record over here, 45. It's blue. You know why it's blue? Because when RCA first introduced the 45s back in 1949, they were going to make them all different colors. I'm serious now. And so like a blue record would be like world music, like your polkas and your foreign language things. And, the, you know, like the orange records were country and western and the black records were popular and whatever. They were all color coded. So you could look at your record collection and know right where which records were. And that idea did not last very long. First couple of years, I think, only for the 45s. So this has got to be an early RCA Victor 45 RPM record. It's the old Schmaltz Waltz. Here's the Six Fat Dutchman.
A waltz ain't a waltz till they play it with schmaltz, like the old Schmaltz Waltz. They wax up the floor so your feet won't get sore from the old Schmaltz Waltz. Give me a big fat tuba, two big alos from Cuba, a sliding trombone, and I'll come sliding home on the old Schmaltz Waltz. boys on the street and the cop on the beat love the old Schmaltz waltz. The Kellys, the Combs, and the Tony Tortones do the old Schmaltz waltz. Once round an old grind organ, Vanderbilt dance with Morgan. And that's how my pa met and married my ma. Bless the old Schmaltz waltz. The big bumblebee buzz around in the breeze to the old Schmaltz waltz. The sea meets the shore and they do an encore to the old Schmaltz waltz. I heard a little cricket clicking it in a thicket, and even the birds seem to whistle the words of the old Schmaltz waltz.
Okay, Six Fat Dutchman, the old Schmaltz waltz. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Man, oh man, I don't know where the time has gone suddenly. Things are flying by here. I got a Gene Wisniewski record we're going to sneak in here in just a couple of minutes.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, bye. We better plan on wrapping this sucker up already. Anybody celebrating a wedding anniversary? I know last week we played like the birthday waltz or the birthday polka or the birthday something for the birthday people. And I have Gene Wisniewski with his Harmony Bells Orchestra here doing the happy anniversary or the wedding anniversary polka. And I believe it's an instrumental, so you could just dance to it and pretend it's your The Leaves Are Falling in the Fall polka. It doesn't really matter. But it is called the wedding anniversary polka. And I think this is going to put the wraps on the show, is the way she's looking here. Here, Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
know about you, a wedding anniversary polka made me feel all romantic and everything, didn't it? Felt like a wedding polka to me. I don't know, they all sound the same, but I like the banjo. Always makes me want to go buy a banjo. Heaven forbid that ever happens. Yikes, that's another show in the can already, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, a World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. We shall return right here to the same spot. Do it again next week. So stick around. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.